Die Kim Ives die het over de privatisering heeft van de cement en wat is het, bloemmolens in Haiti. Lijkt futiel, maar het is eigenlijk heel erg. Ja, ondertussen is er iemand die aan het chatten is met, op Facebook, maar bon, zullen we een keer proberen. Hè?
Along with this political, these political earthquakes carried out by Washington were the economic earthquakes. The U.S. policy that they wanted to see in place, because Aristide's government had a fundamentally nationalist orientation, which was looking to build the national self-sufficiency of the country, but Washington would have none of it. They wanted the nine principal state publicly owned industries privatized to be sold to U.S. and foreign investors. So about 12 years ago, under the first administration of René Préval, they privatized the Minoterie d'Haïti and Ciment d'Haïti, the flour mill, the state flour mill, and the state cement company. Now, for flour, obviously, you have a hungry, needy population. You can imagine if the state had a robust flour mill where it could distribute flour to the people so they could have bread. That was sold to a company of which Henry Kissinger was a board member. And very quickly, that flour mill was closed. Haiti now has no flour mill, not private or public.
Where does it get its flour? This is the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere.
It has to import it, and a lot of it is coming from the United States. The other one is, and even more ironic, Amy, is the cement factory. Here is a country which is mostly made of limestone, geologically, and that is the foundation of cement. It is a country which absolutely should and could have a cement company, and did. But it was again privatized and immediately shut down, and they began using the docks of the cement company for importing cement. So when we drive around this country and we see the thousands of cement buildings which are pancaked or collapsed, this is a country which is going to need millions and millions of tons of cement, and it's going to have to now import all of that cement rather than being able to produce it itself. It could be and should be an exporter of cement, not an importer.
Okay, that was this Kim Ives in Haiti over dus de privatisering van de cementfabriek en de molens daar. Blijkbaar is het zo dat Kissinger in de board zat van een van de firma's. Dus ze verkopen een cementindustrie en een molens aan Amerikaanse firma's en dan worden die gesloten en gaan ze importeren.